Hello and welcome to the Inquiry Teacher podcast. Today's episode is slightly different and slightly shorter than previously released episodes. And as you can hear, there's a lot of background noise as I'm sitting in a coffee shop. Whilst I was having my coffee, I was thinking, why not release a weekly bite-sized podcast episode that can help to spark your curiosity whilst enjoying your coffee break? So, from here on out, I'll be releasing a weekly podcast episode that will be easily consumed in the time it takes you to have a coffee, and they are going to be called Sips and Tips. So, let's get on with the first episode of Sips and Tips, the bite-sized podcast episodes. Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Sips and Tips bite-sized podcast episodes as part of the Inquiry Teacher podcast. Today, we're going to talk about using provocation to kickstart units of inquiry. So a provocation is a stimulus or prompt that encourages students to think critically and creatively about a topic. In the context of inquiry-based learning, provocations can be a powerful tool for engaging students in the learning process and setting the stage for deeper exploration. So let's take a closer look at how to use provocations effectively. So provocations can take many forms, but at its core, it is meant to provoke thought, spark curiosity, and inspire inquiry. Some examples of provocations might include a thought-provoking question, a piece of artwork, a video clip, or a hands-on activity. The key is to choose a provocation that will capture students' attention, encourage them to think deeply about the topic at hand. So, how can provocations be used to kickstart units of inquiry then? Well, provocations can be used at the beginning of a unit of inquiry to pique students' curiosity and set the stage for deeper exploration. Some tips to make them more effective are: choose a provocation that is relevant to the unit of inquiry and something that will help to capture students' attention. Introduce the provocation to students and give them time to explore and reflect on it. You can also encourage students to share their initial thoughts and questions about the provocation with their classmates. Use students' questions and observations to guide the direction of the inquiry and get them to discuss and be involved in the process. So there are many benefits of using provocations for both students and teachers. And here are a few. Well, firstly, they can help to engage students and make the learning process more meaningful. They can encourage critical thinking and creativity. They can provide a jumping-off point for deeper exploration of a topic. They can help to build a sense of community and collaboration within the classroom. So, to go into a bit more detail about the types of provocations, as I mentioned earlier, a video clip is a good idea. Now, the video clip could be something that is to do with a current event or a social issue, or it could be something that simply just refers to what it is, the bigger topic. But it should have something that allows the students to be captured in the moment of what is happening, to help them think about what it is that we could be exploring in the classroom. A piece of artwork that could be used that raises questions or challenges students' assumptions. What I like to do is to take multiple pieces of artwork and display them as a gallery walk and have students to walk around and ask questions as they see these images. And then we discuss with each other what it is, what it could be about, what it is that they've seen in these pictures. A hands-on activity could be used that allows students to explore a scientific concept or a historical event. That could be looking at primary sources or conducting an experiment by just following instructions and then looking at the bigger picture afterwards. Another good example is to invite a guest speaker who could share their expertise and experience with students. It could be somebody related in the field of what it is you're studying. There are many, many great speakers out there who would be willing to talk, and with technology like Zoom or conference calls, it makes it so much easier. Okay, well, that's it for today's Sips and Tips podcast, and I hope you found the information useful. If you did, please like and subscribe to the podcast. If you want more information and more articles and free resources, head on over to inquiryteacher.com. You can also find the Inquiry Teacher podcast on Twitter at Inquiry Teacher, on Instagram at Inquiry Teach. And if you'd like to get in touch with me on my own accounts, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matt T. Fletcher, or you can email me Matt@inquiryteacher.com. Okay, have a great day.